Hi, friends. You've found the Christian Science Daily Lift. Inspiration delivered to you Monday through Friday. Holly Bolin brings us today's lift. She lives in Boston, Massachusetts.
Some people are wishing they could go back to the way life used to be before the pandemic. Others are looking to the future, hoping things will be better than before. Recently, when I was feeling my life was in a state of suspended animation, I asked God to tell me what I needed to know about Him. My answer came from the Bible, where God announces who He is. I am that I am. This declaration rings with power, majesty, and authority. It's God's statement that He is always present and active. God doesn't say, I was or I will be, but I am. God, who is divine life and love for all eternity, has been, is, and will be I am forever. I just needed to trust this more. God is with each of us, loving, governing, guiding, and meeting every need. God hasn't decided to take a break. There aren't voids in His power and presence. So there's no need to long for something we think we've lost, or hope for something we think we don't have, because all the good God gives is being given at every moment. Rejoicing in this fact, I am more at peace, am more productive, and am more grateful for all the ways God's goodness is evident in my life each day. Recently, a statement about God, who is divine mind, by Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures has become my theme. Mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded. And unstoppable good is unfolding each moment. God is right here, right now.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.